What's up, Food Podcast with Felipe Esparza and Rodrigo Torres.
Yeah, man.
Welcome, everybody. We're back.
Back.
Couple of dates I got to give you guys right away, man. I'm going to be at this weekend in West Palm Beach, Florida at the Improv, August 4th through 7th with Rodrigo Torres and Adam Murray. August 12th, Tucson, Arizona at TCC Music Hall. August 13th, Pueblo, Colorado at Pueblo Memorial Hall. August 19 and 20, Chicago at Joe's Bar. I'm coming with Marcela Arguello and Rodrigo Torres. August 26 through the 28, San Jose Improv. I'll be recording my second one-hour special at the San Jose Improv. August 26 through the 28, I'm recording the special on the 27th. Two shows, so dress to impress and get there early. If you want to be a part of the live taping, sit in the front audience. We're going to give away tickets for that show. Yeah, right. We ain't give away shit. We can't, man. We need to sell tickets to pay for the special because unlike comedians who got who are big shots, they get offered by Netflix or they get offered HBO special. They get offered Comedy Central specials. Me, I'm a DIY. I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to pay for it myself, and I'm going to take a big risk, and I'm going to try to sell it to a Netflix or anybody that wants to buy it after I do it, and that's it. So if you want to be part of history, be at the San Jose Improv, August 27. Two shows only at the San Jose Improv. Of course, the next day I'll have two more shows, but there'll be no more special recording. It'll just be the same jokes.
Fuck yeah.
Also, Rodrigo has a special shout out right here for Frankie Carrillo, who was our guest, who just got, tell him, bro.
Yeah, he was a guest on episode 15 on the Cholos, Where Are They Now series. He just won his civil rights case for his wrongful conviction, 18-year wrongful incarceration. He was awarded $10.1 million, and he's holding a press conference Thursday, August 4th at 11 a.m. along with the murder victim's family, talking about justice. It's open to the public if anybody wants to go, at Loyola Marymount University Life Science Building Auditorium, room 120.
So if you want to be a part of Frankie Carrillo's history, show up there and show him some love and support. Let him know that you heard his story on the What's Up Food podcast and it inspired you not to be bitter about life, because that is one man who is not bitter about life. This guy was thrown into with the wolves and did over 20 years in prison, and now he's out with no chip on his shoulder. He doesn't even look like a guy who just came out of prison after doing 18 or 20 years. Huh?
Yeah, it's a fucking mindset, dude.
It's all mind over matter, people. Speaking of mind over matter, what happened, bro? I heard you forgot.
What?
When we got back from Corpus, Rodrigo ate the
half
of one of the most strongest edibles around. And it's strong, man. I forgot the name of the edible, but we always buy them at Green Wolf in Glendale. Shout out to them. They cost them $20.
Yeah.
But you're not supposed to eat half. You're supposed to cut it in six pieces. Six. And I mean six. With a capital S-I-X. The first one is strong, man. Lisa will tell you, my wife, she's done with that shit. And I'm done with eating more than two. When I eat one, I pass out on a plane. Like, I needed to calm my nerves. But Rodrigo ate it. I couldn't believe it. He ate half. And by the time, when you eat half of it, it don't just hit right away. It hits here. It'll hit again, and then you fall asleep, and then it keeps hitting. Rodrigo fell asleep on the plane in Lisa's car. This fool fell asleep at her house for an hour and a half. Slippers was sleeping on his back like those birds that sleep on top of an alligator.
He did a bunny hop, fool.
He did a little binkies. A little binkies. What? And then Rodrigo, oh, man, I don't know how he drove. He drove by the force. But the whole time, this fool had a date. Who makes dates after a trip like that?
Fool, I didn't think it was going to hit me that hard, dude. And, dude, that shit hit me hard when we got to LAX, fool. I was just swaying, dog. So I went home, fool. And I'm all, let me take a little nap. Fool, and the thing that I fucked up is I didn't set the alarm, dog, but I have my little phone right here. And I'm going to take a 15-minute nap. Fool, I woke up at 9:30 with text, where are you? Is everything okay? Hello? I was like, fucking idiot. And I'm like, oh, and I was all stupid, fool. I was like, all right, so you want, here, let me take a jump in the shower and I'll go meet up with you. So, no, I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed. I was like, fucking idiot. And then it didn't hit me till I woke up in the morning. What a fucking retard, dog. Retarded it, and then she forgave me, though.
Damn. So you told her, I'm going to get ready, but we didn't get ready?
Oh, no, no. I told her, because I was at 9:30, but we're supposed to go out, like, at 8. It was an hour and a half later, and then she was like, fucking, dude, I'm tired. I'm going to go to bed, motherfucker. So I was like, fuck, dog. I'm sorry.
Sounds like a good idea, you said, huh?
I didn't think it was going to hit me that hard, dog. I thought it would wear out by the time we get back, dude.
You should have went over there like a little turtle and caught her with her.
Oh, knocking on the door. She lives at home, dog.
I forgot to call someone back like that, and they call me all day.
What happened?
I never called them back. And they want to tell me, and I keep saying, I'll call them back. But they didn't call them back. Then after a while, man, it just became too long. I said, I'm just going to call. Forget it. I'm just going to make this disappear. And I remember the messages, man. Where are you, Felipe? Are you alive? I mean, I know it's not serious or anything between us, but I mean, let me know if you're okay.
Not serious.
You just disappeared of the earth.
And what were you doing? You didn't eat an edible or nothing, right?
I don't know, man. I was in Arizona with you, I guess. I don't know. But I just didn't call back. I mean, I don't know. I didn't feel like calling. It's just that.
Something told you deep inside you were over it?
I know. The girl was cute and all that, but I just didn't call. Stopped calling. Just disappeared. Nothing she did. It was everything I did. I did not call her back. But we only went out one time. But I guess, you know, there were going to be more dates.
Uh-huh.
Because it was cool. Because it was one of those days where there were no sex. Okay. Or no making out.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Well, you used to make fun of me for not getting kisses, dog.
Well, I tried. Well, I didn't try. I don't know why I didn't try. It just didn't feel like a date to me.
Uh-huh.
So that way, when I didn't call, I didn't feel anything either.
So the chemistry was gone for?
I don't know if there was chemistry, but this chick was already telling people, I'm with Felipe.
She wanted to go to the red carpet event and get her dress ready, dog.
She was at the Laugh Factory somewhere, and then the other comedian came around. I'm spoken for. I'm with Felipe. I even got a text, bro. There's some fucking chick saying you're a lady.
Well, fool. They're trying to hound on her or what?
Bro, you know, sometimes when a woman doesn't have a ring, she has to make up boyfriends. And if I have to be that boyfriend, I'll be that boyfriend.
Who was it, fool?
I don't know, man. Never saw her again. Oh!
Wow, fool!
Her sister was the chick that had sex with that Navy guy and what's his name? The guy with the thong.
Daryl Blackshear.
Yeah.
Who the fuck was she, fool?
I don't remember her name anymore, but I just know because it just came to me like, that's right. Her sister was going through a divorce and she was like going crazy. So she took that Navy guy inside that car. And then her I hit it off because I guess she wasn't a slut.
Get redemption.
But that was weird because I didn't call her back. And then when I did call her back, it was already too late.
She was just like over it?
Yeah, over it. Like, I lost a lot of relationships like that. Just stopped calling.
Oh, yeah?
Disappearing. It felt like, and then later on, when I would dream that I was never with them or we never were together. Or did I really meet you? Did I really know you?
Are you with somebody else or what? Yeah,
no. Just
in the dream?
I just would forget, man.
You think, well, you feel that way because it just fizzled and it was nothing on the other side? Or what? Just sex or just like,
I don't know, man. I don't know.
No emotional contact.
But I get like that sometimes, you know, like I'll stop calling my mom or my dad or my family members, and then like years go by.
But you can't erase those fools, though. That's the thing. Know. It's only difference, though.
Or like just like Joe Diaz, he calls every week. Except this week, cocksucker.
The fuck is going on, bro?
I'm fucking busy, man. I got a new nose.
Are you fucking working Sundays? I talk to him in the morning, fool.
What's up, fool? Rodrigo Band. We came back from New York. It was fucking hot over there.
Papa, húmedo.
Papa, it was húmedo. We hung out with Lisa and the Code Jam.
Oh, hell yeah, fool. I thought that fool was lying, dog.
Me too, man.
Well, oh, I thought you knew.
I thought it was going to be one of those Kings of Leon stories, bro.
Fucking liar, dog.
Yeah, so shout out to the funny Latino comedian, Romanesque. Real cool guy, Roman Suarez from Juarez.
How'd you meet that fool?
I met that fool on Instagram.
Oh, really? He hit you up? Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought you met him last time you were in New York.
I said, who's this mustache Pete?
He has a little strongman mustache on, fool.
So then I saw him. Oh, dude. So we hung out with him and Lisa, coach. No, we ran into that fool.
Yeah, we were on the street.
We were on the streets. We were walking with my mom. We were by Rockefeller.
Looking for Pokemon.
Looking for Pokemon. This fool creeped out of nowhere, bro. Probably were following our Snapchat.
No. Oh, like, no, aquí estoy. Felipe.
I had a meeting, papi, with a comedy club. I haven't put in my show up.
Papa, it's nice to see you. It's like a blessing.
Yeah, so we were hanging out with Mama Esparza.
Oh, my God. Qué belleza tu mama.
We were at the Mexican restaurant called Blockheads.
Oh, that shit was horrible.
Horrible, man. It was a lot of, man, it was a waste. It wasn't that good, huh?
They say the fucking Mexican food sucks in New York.
But it really sucks. It sucks, man. Anybody right there, man, anybody out there listening who's in the drug business and wants to get out of the drug business and to go legit, I suggest you take your mom who knows how to cook Mexican food and buy a smallest closet you can find in Manhattan and sell decent Mexican food over there. But then again, the decent Mexican food that we like, other people might not like it, though.
Oh, yeah.
They want crunch. Like Lisa said she grew up with only crunch tacos.
Oh, yeah. That's fucking Taco Tuesday tacos.
She didn't know taquitos, bro, like King Taco, till she got to L.A.
Little tortilla tacos?
I was like, we had a wonderful time at the Manhattan.
What's that?
My mom showed up. Chris Torino.
Hey, bro. Dude, I love your mom, bro. Remember, he was going to get adopted, huh?
My mom goes, yo lo voy a adoptar. El niño está muy chiquito.
Está curioso.
Curioso. Tiene pata de niño. We were hanging out in Times Square. As soon as we got there, we went to Times Square, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
It was hot. We walked around. Rodrigo took a pizza home.
4 slices, dog.
That fool ate them?
Yeah, fuck. Forget about it, dog.
What that fool say?
Everything, dog. Can't front, dog. Fucking pizza here sucks, dog.
It is. It's the water, right?
I guess so. The water,
it's the water because New York water, I don't know how a place over there can get probably from the Everglades.
Yeah, I seen a bunch of tinacos up there on those buildings, dog.
Yeah, over here we got water that looks like horchata, bro.
It's all fucking cloudy.
Just in right now from Flint, Michigan, we just saw some bad news last night. Not only do they have bad water, okay? Now, bad water still continues, by the way. I know we haven't talked about it the first time we talked about the Flint problem last year. It's still going on. Now, the trash company doesn't want to pick up the trash anymore because they made a bad deal with the city, so they're on strike. So no one's picking up trash in the city of Flint. And they were talking to some black lady, and she was doing an interview. Well, I don't know where to put my trash. But the sad thing was when she was doing an interview about where she's going to put that trash, behind her, there were like 7 feet of bottled water stacked up together. Boxes. Like, there's still no water. They must want Detroit and Flint, Michigan to slowly dissolve to the point where nobody wants to live there and just bring in money, huh?
Something's up, dude. But fucking their little government's fucking retarded, dog. They're fucking up, dog. I mean, shit. Fucking motherfuckers are paying their taxes and they have a fucking a deal with the fucking trash company, and then on the fucking day that the deal's over, those motherfuckers say, fuck you, we're not picking up the trash. Come on, fool. Mismanagement like a motherfucker, dog.
Where's John Gotti when you need him, bro?
Fucking dead.
See, when the mob was running these trash cans, bro, it was always picked up.
Hell yeah, they was always picked up because the contracts were always solid, dog.
Solid, bro. That's what we need, bro. We need somebody to break necks.
We need some gangsters.
We need like, a president to come in, not like Donald Trump be all racist, but be all hard, bro.
Hell yeah. Put don't his really foot down, just fool.
Don't put down race, nationality, but put down the establishment. Go, you know what?
Get to work, fool.
Listen, man, I am rich, and I'm going to tell you how I got rich, but let's all get rich.
Yeah, fool, give him the fucking recipe, just not a fucking piece of the fucking pie already, dog.
I just want to wet my beak, you know?
Just a little bit.
A little bit.
But so fucking when we went to New York, what we did, fucking Times Square first, we creeped with your mom that day, and the next day, what, we hit the Empire State Building, we went to Coney Island.
I haven't hung out with my mom like that since we hung out in 2004. I went to Orlando, Florida with Gabriel Iglesias and his mother and my mother and Ivan and Gabriel's sister. And Gabriel and my mom, Gabriel's mom and my mom sat together on a plane and they talked about eating frog legs and lizards and
snakes
and cows, grossing out everybody in a plane. Well, it was a good time, man. I felt like a kid again. I haven't had the mother and son feeling in, wow, 20 years, long-ass time. Because you grow old and you become a drug addict, and then you clean up, and then you become a drug addict again. And so then later on, you become a big drug addict, and then you don't want your mom to see that you're a drug addict. So you stop coming around your mom's house. You call once a month, twice a month. Then you stop calling. Then you just stop calling at all. And then your mom starts calling you, but you don't pick up. You know, this is a real weird parent and son relationship that we have going, because I hold a lot of regrets from when I was a kid, you know. But I put it all behind me in New York, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. It was sad saying bye to my mom every time I went back to my room. She wanted me to spend the night. I said, come on.
It's because, Dick, you're still her son, fool, regardless of how old you get.
Quiero estar aquí, mijo. Hay campo. And I'm thinking to myself, but where are we going to go get high at right now? But you know, your son needs a little dab. So I was like hoping, I was like, man, if I wish I could just do a dab and then go lay with my mom like a little rabbit.
Your mom doesn't know you smoke, bro?
Hell no. But she had an idea.
Right.
But I didn't really get high that much around her in New York. I don't want to be like, oh, I got to be higher around my mom to have a good time. So I try to be sober, and I did. And it was all good, you know. We're having a good time. I love my mother. She had a wonderful time. If you guys saw me on Snapchat, we were all over the place.
In Italy, too, dog.
She's going to be 70, bro.
Yeah, of course she looks good.
Damn. And what else? Yeah, well, it was all good, bro. I was like, it was hard to say goodbye. You know, dropping her off, you know, like I wanted to cry.
You got used to her.
But then when we were in the car, she brought up that my brother was born on the same birthday I am. Then I got started getting more mad. Then I realized where the hate is from. Then she kept saying over and over, like her side of it over again, like, she bringing back the old argument?
Just to let you know.
She said that, first of all, she called me Chuyito, which is my nickname, and she didn't call me all that name all the time. We're in New York. She brings it up in the car. Chuyito se enojó cuando tu hijo mi niño que era el mismo cumpleaños. Se enojó.
You guys, because they didn't make you a cake, right?
Yeah. Well, because see, man, I watch too much TV, bro. Like when you turn 18 in the TV, they buy you a car.
Not everybody gets a car, fool.
My brother got one.
With the little one?
No, Angel.
Are you serious, fool? Damn, that fool got everything, dog.
He got life, bro.
That fool got a car, fool? Damn, fool, papachado, dog.
All right, bro. See, you're on my side now. Okay, let's keep moving.
I didn't think anybody got a car,
fool. Fool, this is how funny ass shit. My brother, he didn't loan me the car, bro. I took off in his car, dog.
Dick, it's mine too, dog.
And not only that, I didn't give a fuck, bro. I let my black friend Coco drive that car.
One time we were driving,
my dad was crossing the street, and my dad was crossing the street, and my black friend Coco was driving. He just mad dogged us. I said, we should have ran that fool over, big dog.
Damn, fool. Did he get mad because of a fool?
Hell yeah. Because of a black fool. He thought we stole the car. So we're back in the car, and my mom brings up that shit, right? And then I'm like, all right. But see, what got me more angry, it wasn't just the fact that they forgot my birthday. My brother was born on the same day as me, okay? As me. But it ain't just that.
He fucked up your day.
It was like that movie 16 Candles when the sister was getting married the next day after her birthday. So the day before the birthday, nobody told her happy birthday. Not even the dad. The dad all late and shit when she was sleeping in the couch. Remember?
Over to Marley Ring.
She said, oh, I forgot it's your birthday. But nobody told me, bro. I ain't gonna lie. My mom said she tried to call me from the hospital.
Fool, that shit happened to me twice where nobody in my family told me happy birthday, dog.
Where your family at, bro? At a fucking rodeo?
Fuck, I don't fucking know, dog. Nobody called me or nothing, dog. I saw one time Jerry and Vinny just took me out. But I had shit to do, but I was like, fuck. I kind of felt weird. I was like, dude, it's all fucking good. And my mom said, se me olvido.
No mames.
I was like.
Fool, I had a Little League game that day, right? So I got home. I got my Little League gear. And I went to a baseball game because I was playing semi-pro, dog.
How old are you?
I was playing a 16-year-old to 19-year-old league.
Damn, fool.
And I was just turned 18.
Look at all county over here.
So I was playing every Saturdays. I would play at Pico Rivera Sports, Pico Rivera Park. And those guys over there, man, they're all older, 25. They're older men, like paisas. They're fucking good, bro.
Yeah,
they're
fool. Good. They played with Fernando Valenzuela,
seven
though.
Home runs off of us.
God back to, damn.
Far, bro. I got tired of chasing the ball. So I had a game that night. We lost. And I threw my baseball uniform on. And my dad said, where were you at? And I like, I felt telling him, I told him, you see, what am I wearing, you asshole? Right? So that fool pushed me to the ground for my fuck, and I fucking hit my head on the stairs, dog. So that was my 18th birthday, dude. So yeah, I'm gonna hold it back a little bit. Nobody says sorry yet. Fuck it, we have New York, baby.
Fuck yeah, New York was tight, dog.
But I'm glad I got to have my own mom and son moment with just her and I and not the other motherfuckers.
But you know she's going to tell everybody how good she had time in New York,
she
dog.
Has to, bro. The fool can't top that. She's going to be like, oh, chuito me lleva a Nueva York, pero tú me haces que cuida tus niños. She'll say some shit like that, dog.
You know she's going to tell
she's gonna
them,
say,
dog.
Yeah, my son took me to New York. You guys want me to babysit. And that's where the fight starts.
You gonna tell him about the cannoli she ate, dog?
Oh man, you know, niño que adoptar para tener ocho.
Old little foot.
Old man.
Damn, dog. That's hilarious, fool.
Yeah, man. So we went back to the house. We had a good time. It was fun.
Hell yeah, dude. You guys gave her some jackfruit tacos?
Jackfruit tacos, people. Yeah, man.
How's a bunny rabbit, dog?
My bunny is good, bro.
You got all happy
Slippers
when you seen that fool,
all
huh?
happy, chilling. Yeah, man. We were staying with three people in a room, by the
that
way.
That was tight, fool.
We were the three of us were staying in a bed. Well, no. I had like a queen-size bed, and on the side of me, there was two bunk beds.
It was like we were in a dorm, fool.
And Chris Story had the ladder.
Fucking chunky, dog.
Yeah, man. It was so hot.
But they said that the fucking heat wave was a week before, dog.
Wow, I don't know what this was, but it was burning wave.
Yeah, it was hot. And then it was raining, remember, fool?
That was the worst. When it was raining, it was still 96 degrees.
What part would you like better, fool, out of all the spots we went to?
I like the Empire State Building.
That's what you like the best?
Yeah, I like the boat ride. It was an hour too long.
Oh, fool, I forgot about the boat ride. We seen the Statue of Liberty, dog.
We went around the whole area, right?
Yeah, all over New York, dude.
It took 2.5 hours.
It was an hour too long, huh, fool?
Yeah, it was long, man.
After that, I was just like, fuck. And then they didn't fucking have no pretzels, and it took them 3 hours to make a fucking pretzel, dog.
Oh, my God,
fuck,
man.
Fuck, fool.
They had food on the boat with the slowest people ever. You that know, lady would cook 5 pretzels at a time. And
you know
like
what?
200 people there.
You know what she told me, fool? What? I only got 2 arms. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, look at the fucking pretzel machine. 20 pretzels can fit in there. You only put fucking 5? Whatever, dude.
Man, she was taking a long time making nachos, too.
Oh, dude. And they weren't even fucking putting cheese on those motherfuckers.
Those ladies were older than me, right?
Oh, fool, come on. They were pushing 60, dog.
Because they shouldn't be back there, huh?
Fuck, tired with old-ass hips. Oh, side to side, dude. Come on, dog. Any chick that wears a baseball hat like that, come on, fuck. Get the fuck out of here. Get in the bleachers already.
She had that job because young kids don't want to work there, huh?
Oh, fuck no, dude. But they also have those jobs. They're not going to give it till they die, dog. Something happens.
Probably union.
Hey, I think it was, who?
We got all recognized by a cop at Coney Island.
Oh, yeah, dog. The Asian
went
fool.
To the freak show, baby.
Oh, the freak show, dog. That's where that contortion is, dog.
The human Gumby.
Oh, that was fucking crazy. That fool got inside of a fucking tennis racket, dog.
Oh, yeah.
That was fucking.
I was telling Lisa it was a ring, but it was a tennis racket.
Dude, this motherfucker, dude, flipped his fucking shoulder inside out, dog. Fuck. He rotated it.
And then he put his legs and his arm, and he flipped it over the other side.
Yeah, he got into it, like, in his waist, fool.
That's some real freak show shit, huh?
Yeah, that was I never seen that before. That kind of freaked me out. I was like, fuck, dog.
Now, you can make money off that for the rest of your life.
That fool can.
I should have got that badass poster, though.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Before disappeared, though.
Real quick. But the yo-yo fucking champ?
Yo-yo guy was good.
He was cool. He and the fire breather, he was cool.
How about the big girl with the thighs?
The only thing I didn't like about it was that I'm all right, cool. If you get on there without a shirt, you might get some nails into you. But she had like a little vest on that was designed for the nails not to penetrate her. And then they put the skinny fool on top of her. They should have put a fat fool on top of her.
I would have volunteered.
I would have too, dog.
I know they put the skinniest person on top of her.
Yeah.
How are they doing when they get on glass?
I don't know, fool. That's another way, but I mean, fucking glass can fuck you up more than nails. And they were nails, fool, but they're galvanized nails, but they're the thick ones. They're not little thin nails where she would have fucking went through.
I don't think my mom could take that guy nailing his nail through his nose.
Oh, that was fucking crazy. I didn't like, fuck, dude. But you know what? Don't you have a cavity in there where you can slide it in and fucking.
Yeah, but do a lot of coke.
I was like, fuck, that one was weird, dog.
So
like,
Diaz could do it with a broomstick. That's right, cocksuckers.
But you know what was fucking bad about the whole freak show, fool? Was their little band, dog.
Oh, yeah.
They were bad as fuck, dog.
Hell yeah. They got that tranny playing guitar and drums.
Yeah, dude. And
they had a good music going
on. Dude,
huh?
I recorded it a little bit. You want to fucking listen to it?
Yeah.
Hey, all right.
I recorded some of it, too, but I didn't take it all the way.
I thought that fucking shit was fucking cool, dog.
When we got to Coney Island, man, my mom had a Nathan's dog.
Oh, fool, I forgot.
And they were good. She said they were good. She had it without no ketchup and no mustard. Exactly. My mom likes, she don't like putting stuff on the hot dog. Anybody out there? I met people who like their hamburgers, just their meat with the burger and no ketchup, no onions, just plain. This is the band that was playing. So while this music was playing, the guy was being a contortionist.
That shit was. It reminded me of the Munsters.
Yeah, the Groovy Ghoulies.
They were cool, dog.
They were awesome, bro.
Bass, guitar, and drums.
Yeah.
Basic, fool.
Yeah! First caller.
A little taste of Coney Island, everybody.
First caller.
Hello.
You ever call the radio station
for shit? What's up, fool?
Who's this, dog?
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
Well, we're here watching you, dog. Here at B-Real TV, smoking while we're watching you doing the live podcast.
What's up, fool? This is the homie, bro. The one I mentioned last week that gave me the biggest dab known to humankind.
Are you serious, fool? This is the fool. What up, dog?
What up, dog? See?
Chilling.
Tell you, dog. I wanted to call in because you guys were talking about you have a dab ring under the table and shit.
Bring it, dog.
We don't have a
I want to take you some good shit because, you know, when you told me that story when you walked into Green Wolf and shit and you were saying that, like, they don't even want to, like, they don't even hook you up. But, you know, those fools watch you on Netflix and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, dog. Like, that's not right, dog. They should hook you up.
I know, bro. That ain't right. I should get a T-shirt or something.
Yeah, dog. At least a sweater. I have like 10 of them, dog.
Hell yeah, bro. So where you guys at right now? You guys are Be Real TV right now?
Yeah, man, we have our live show going on at 4 o'clock over here smoking some weed with the doctor and shit.
That's right, man. I think me and Rodrigo gotta make a little pit stop on the way when we get out of here.
You guys know you're welcome over here anytime, man. Come smoke up and shit. We have some artistic rigs. Tell Rodrigo.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Well, text us your number on Instagram, but we'll go after the show and hang out.
Sounds good, man.
Yeah, man.
I'll go ahead and I'll text you, and then we'll come dab it up. Tell Rodrigo to be ready, dog.
He's ready, bro.
Fuck yeah, dog.
Hell yeah.
All right. What's up, fool?
What's up, fool? What's your name again?
E-Zone. All right,
man. Oh, that's E-Zone, bro.
Yeah,
E-Zone. E-Zone, don't hold back, bro. That fool just go. Psh, God and damn. Hell yeah, bro, because I got a new needle I got from the joint venture.
You need to get that quartz one, dog. See, I'm going to break you down the science of this shit, dog.
Break it down, bro.
look, man, a lot of people are going to still smoking off the metal shit. They need to go ahead and go to the crystal quartz shit.
Why is that, fool?
I mean, that's the shit. It's like the one that looks like, you know, if you go to Chinatown, they have all of them. It looks like they're made out of glass, but
yeah,
the real ones are made out of crystal quartz.
Yeah, they're white, right?
You can get sick making it.
Okay.
Well, is it, yeah, it has the right the perfect temperature for a dab or what, dude? It holds it perfectly?
Yeah, we have timers for that shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
You guys need to head down over here, man.
I am down.
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah, E-Zone.
Thank you, E-Zone. What's up, man? People? Check me out on Be Real TV, live with Be Real on the Smokeout, on the Hot Box. Also on the Smokeout. Also, check out the other interview I did with Be Real TV and go to their network and subscribe.
Yeah,
fool. What's up?
All right, man.
Thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing, man.
Thank you, bro. We got to have Be Real on this podcast.
Hell yeah, man.
We have the dabbers.
Fuck, dog. Forget about it, dog.
That was the iron lung, bro.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, man.
I will see you guys in a bit. But stop. All right,
man.
You guys.
Thank you.
All right, E-Zone. Be cool, dog. Keep shining.
They have the thing that press, too.
That's what you're telling me about, how they fucking get the THC out.
What's up, fool?
Hello.
Hello.
What up, though, fool?
What's up, dog? Who's this?
Be Rich from Detroit.
Detroit? We were just talking about Detroit, dog. What's happening over there with the trash and shit? They ain't picking it up?
Man, this shit broke, man. They ain't got no money for that shit, man.
So it is that fucking bad, dude?
Yeah, like man, the money on the black market. Ain't no money in the real market.
Damn, dude. And what up with the water? Still messed up?
Oh, no, that was up in Flint. I don't know what's going on up there. That's like a couple hours away.
Okay.
Hey, what's the name of that restaurant you ate in Detroit?
Sweetwater Tavern.
Yeah, Sweetwater. Yeah, they got the best chicken wings in the
country.
Hell
yeah. They marinate them for 24 hours. It's right across the street from St. Andrew's Hall. And then around the corner is B's Comedy Kitchen.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I've been there in 96 and 98, dog. Bomb-ass fucking chicken wings.
When y'all coming to Michigan, man?
What's up, fool? I'm coming to Michigan with Mike Epps, in February, I'm doing like an opening set. He's gonna be the headliner, and there's another comedian, and I'm like a special guest doing like 15 to 20 minutes.
Well, I gotta give me some tickets,
dog. Yeah, man.
Fuck yeah, dog.
Detroit, baby. Yeah. That's where what's it from? Tommy Chun.
Tommy motherfucking Chun.
Yeah, me and Rodrigo be there.
Hell yeah, we'll be chill. I'll be chilling, posted, dog. Yeah, dog. Fucking eight mile like a motherfucker, dog.
Take us cruising, bro.
Or something.
Devil's Night before Halloween out there, dog. Don't they light it up still?
You say what?
Devil's Night before Halloween, the day before Halloween? The night before Halloween?
Oh, yeah. The police be trying to shut that down, though. They don't like all that stuff. They be trying to shut it down.
Still?
They be out here heavy.
Damn.
You know,
they be out here heavy on the night before Halloween.
Really? So they be, and how long they been trying to put a stop to that?
It's been a while since I was a kid, probably.
Yeah, because they said they used to get fucking crazy out there, you know, talking to the locals and the people that came out to see my homies band and shit. But, dude, they said fucking badass Devil's Nights, though, a couple fucking years in a row back in the day.
Yeah.
I thought that was Devil's Nights in Detroit was just a movie.
Nah, fool, they get crazy the night before Halloween, dog. Oh, fucking robbing people, fucking shit up, lighting shit on fire, breaking windows, fucking bombing cars. Like,
I thought it was a movie, bro.
Nah, fool, it's for real. Well, they made the movie from that.
Oh, I saw the movie. I said, God damn, I'm never going to Detroit.
Yeah, fool, it's for real.
I didn't know they had a movie.
When they come, I've never seen the movie, dog.
Yeah, they have a movie called that, where everybody getting together, they're having a meeting.
Yeah, fool, it was all fucking planned out and shit. They're just fucking raising hell, dog.
Yeah, man.
Fuck yeah. Well, hell yeah, Playboy. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for checking out the podcast, dog, on the real.
Quick question, man. Do they still have abandoned auto factories there where homeless live?
Yeah. There's a bunch of abandoned factories, all types of abandoned buildings. All the city feel like it's abandoned.
Yeah, I think I saw that Anthony Bourdain in Detroit on Netflix. Yeah.
They got squatters up in there?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, it's squatters everywhere. It's squatters and houses. You would think it was their actual house. you wouldn't even notice they were squatting.
Yeah,
they know the neighbors and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom got a couple of squatters, bro. They're called relatives. Don't even pay rent, but drink all the milk and orange juice.
One quick question, Big Dog. What's up with the puff and the puff situation out there? The bud,
the weed situation. Y'all got some good shit over there? Of course they do. It's legal.
I mean, it's legal. You got the card, but I ain't got no card. I still smoke.
But it's good out there.
Our weed coming from out there. Coming from Cali.
Really? So okay. You guys getting it shipped out there? All right.
Yeah.
I went to a shop in Traverse City.
Yeah, that's when you sent me that picture of the quarter in the. And the bud, how big it was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, dog.
Yeah, man. Give us a what's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool? Detroit Rock City.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
Thank you for listening to Enchilada Casserole Podcast 2, bro. We have a new episode of that coming
out. I like the Enchilada Casserole. I like you at least the relationship, man. Y'all got a nice relationship, man. Keep that up.
Oh, thank you very much, man. I'll let her know.
Oh, yeah.
She's right here, by the way.
All right.
Thank you, bro.
All right.
Peace. That was nice. We got a call from Detroit.
Fuck yeah. That's just cool as
bro.
Fuck.
I feel like
huh?
cool, man. I feel like I'm talking to somebody in the world, bro.
Yeah, fool.
Like,
I mean, dick,
like,
right
I get the chills, bro. Like, Detroit. And like, I feel like, fuck yeah, I got friends in Detroit.
I love Detroit, dog.
I went to, yeah, man, Detroit. I went to Windsor.
Windsor?
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
What up? All the way from Des Moines, right?
Nope. Palmdale.
Oh, yeah. Palmdale.
How's the heat out there?
It's me again.
Who is this?
Tony, calling from Palmdale.
Oh, what's up, Tony from Palmdale? How's Palmdale? How you been?
Good. Everything's good. Just calling in to check in on you guys.
We're doing good, man. We have the podcast going. We're going to do the one-hour special August 27 at the San Jose Improv.
Okay. Since I've already gotten through before, I'm going to make it short so everybody gets a chance. But I have a couple questions.
Yes, Tony.
Are you going to help Rodrigo do the Yelp review on the Roach Motel?
Yes, we are.
Give him a fucking paragraph.
You need to get that police report going.
We are, man. I think one of the roaches took out one of our t-shirts.
Put cuffs on those fools.
And yeah. You know what? On your last podcast you had with the Chinese girl, you read a review from someone that was talking about how she compares, or I don't know if it was a girl or a guy, but they compare your show to like Howard Stern and stuff. And actually, they beat me to the punch because that's exactly what I was going to tell you. The entertainment, I only listen to Howard Stern.
Hey, now.
What's a Fool podcast, Enchilada Casserole, and the Yeah Man podcast. So
that's what's up.
I just wanted to let you know that I feel the same way.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony from Palmdale, hardcore listener. We love you.
Fuck yeah.
And thank you, Rodrigo. The last time I got a shout out, and you were the only one who pronounced my last name right because my Instagram name was T Hawkes, and you said it right.
Right on. Thank you so much. Right back at you.
What's her last name?
Hawkes.
T Hawkes. Miss T Hawkes.
Thank you, Miss T Hawkes.
And one more thing, are we going to get a catchphrase for the enchilada casserole for Lisa since we already got What's Up Fool and Yeah Man?
Yeah, we're going to think about one right now.
We're going to have to work on one for her.
We will, man. We will.
All right. Hi, Lisa. You guys take care.
Right on.
She said hi.
All right.
That was Nippers.
Well, let someone else get there. Oh, one more thing. On one of your posts for the call-in show, the number's correct on the picture, but on the where you type to call in, that one's wrong.
Okay. My bad. Oh, the Snapchat?
That's all.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, guys. Take care.
Have a nice
Tony
week.
Hawkins. That was cool, man. She's cool, too. Yeah.
Hello.
Hola. What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool? Who's this?
Xavier from Seattle.
Xavier from Seattle. Got in like Flynn. How's Seattle, yes, man? Right. How's life?
It's a beautiful, man. Sunny out here.
I love it, man. I can't wait to go there to the parlor bar.
Right, man. I can't wait to come over, We always have fun out here.
Hell yeah.
So anyway, man, so this is actually for Rodrigo, man.
Yes.
For Rodrigo, man, the first time I ever saw you do stand-up, bro, you know, it wasn't all that good, man. But all the few times after that, man, you've been on point, bro.
Thank you, man. Well, what happened, man?
Oh, man, you were getting that some the first time I saw you, man, yeah, it wasn't too good.
Where'd you see me at? At the parlor? In Bellevue?
Yeah, it was the first time you were there, I think, with Felipe.
I was like, wearing a Raider hat and had like kind of long hair.
Yeah.
It was a bad phase, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That mustache too.
Oh, what are you laughing at? I don't think I had a mustache in that one. Yeah, the fucking mustache was fucking horrible, dog.
That mustache looked like fucking tape.
Oh,
you
wear
tight t-shirts too.
This motherfucker, dog. Okay, breaking down the set, dog. Wardrobe over here, dog.
What he really say, bro? Your timing is on point, dude.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, man.
And
yeah,
he's what he really say. He wants to hear more impersonations in your act.
And this is what happens, fool. Every new city that I hit, dude, I'm kind of afraid. Like, you don't want to fucking, you know, you want to fucking be liked and do good. You don't want to get fucking too fucking crazy or whatever. So, you know, that could have been that too. But, I mean, fuck it. Thank you very much for the fucking constructive criticism and the love, dog. It's all gravy, dog.
It's all good. It's all good, man. Well, you guys keep doing what you're doing, man. I'll see you guys in Seattle when you guys get down here.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah, bro.
Thank you very much.
Man, I feel like every time I go to Seattle or somewhere where everybody's giving away weed, I feel like I gotta, like, need, like, a cleansing, bro. Like, remember we went somewhere, it was in San Jose, and the guy just showed up and gave us, like, a quarter.
Yeah.
And then, like, we can't take this all home. We gotta catch a plane.
Yeah, well, they gave us a weed the day before we're gonna take off.
I know,
bro.
Man, that sucks. They should have given that shit when we got there.
Shit.
I know, beggars can't be choosy.
I get all fucking smoked out, dog.
Or hide it.
Yeah, for next time.
We've been thinking about that app.
If we can fucking freeze dry that shit.
Yeah. What's up, fool?
Hey, what's up, fool?
What's up? Who's this?
Shit, it's Lorenzo from Chucotown, El Paso, Texas.
Orale, live from Chicos Tacos.
Chicos, bro. Hey, bro. I just want to say, fuck Bart Reed, bro.
This motherfucker, dog. Why, fool? Why, dog?
Fool, I went to go see Willie down there, and I guess apparently he cut him off, bro. I was trying to buy Willie a shot when he was down there, and, like, Willie cut him off, and he's like, nah, man. So that was fucked up, bro.
He didn't let you give Willie a shot, buy Willie a shot?
Nah.
That sucks.
Apparently, yeah. Yeah.
How was Willie, man? Mad?
I don't know, man. I guess apparently the night before, like that Thursday night show or Friday night show, like
he's cool to party with, huh? He could drink, but the next day, he wants to wrestle.
And what did he get too fucked up the show before the night before?
I think so. That's probably what happened. So fucking, I think Bart cut him off. So yeah, man, we tried to buy him a shot or some drinks, man. And like, nah, what is like that, bro? I can't drink. I'm like, damn, fool.
I heard there was an incident where he fell into the crowd or something.
Yeah, probably so, man. I'm not too sure, but yeah,
he was falling for you, Doug.
Fucking Bart Reed, bro.
Party pooper.
That's funny, man. He'll cut off somebody's alcohol, but he won't put an AC in the green room.
Hey, fool, remember the ceiling tile fell on you?
Fool, the ceiling tile fell on me in the green room.
Because he had a fucking leak.
Oh, shit.
Like, there's a hole in the wall.
Fucking ghetto, dog. That shit is funny,
man.
Though.
That's all I wanted to say, man. That's what I wanted to say. What's up? Like, love the show, man.
Thank you, dog.
Thank you.
That was fucking
funny. They cut me off, bro.
You didn't even let me taste it, bro.
I wanted to bite the worm,
man.
Bro.
I'll talk to y'all later, man.
Thank you, bro. All right, Paso, bro. Stay live.
Hell yeah, fool. That shit was all funny, dog.
See ya.
this show is helping that fool too, dog.
Of course, fool.
We're not saying anything bad about him.
No.
We're saying support him. Go to his shows.
Yeah, dog.
Tell him we said hello.
Hell yeah. I mean, Dick. He cooked him up with
What's up, baby. Fool?
What's up?
What's up, man? Where you at?
Dude, I'm the only Mexican from the MTV in Mississippi.
God damn.
What's up, Mississippi?
IPP.
What's going on? I'm so fucking happy to be talking to you guys right now. You have no idea.
Fuck yeah,
any good Mexican food in Mississippi?
Hell yeah, dude. I'm fucking holding down by myself down here in fucking Clanland.
Damn. What are you doing out there, fool?
He works in the oil company.
Long story, dude. My mom, my sister have been married for like 25 years. And, when he met my mom, he just stayed in California. And then a couple of years ago, he decided to come out here. Mm-hmm. Somehow I ended up out here, too.
Damn.
Look, you're the only Mexican over there?
No, there's like, I don't know, I've seen a couple. There's not that many, though.
What's the weather over there? Hot, huh?
It's fucking hot as fuck. It's like, right now, it's like 100% humidity and like 96.
And just imagine, bro, those slaves worked all year.
I know, fool.
Sometimes with no t-shirt. Imagine having a burn sweat, a sunburn, and getting whipped
for free, dog.
No, man. Bill O'Reilly said, bro, they had nice quarters when they built the White House.
What the fuck is he talking about?
Remember that when Michelle Obama said that it's proud to see my daughters play in his backyard, the White House, which was built by black slaves. And then Bill O'Reilly said, "Why did she have to say that? Why did you have to bring that up?
It's the truth.
It's a fact. This is my last speech. I might as well get it right." Anyway, so
hell yeah, I was just up in Memphis. It's like 3 hours from here. They have the Civil Rights Museum, and I went up there last weekend, and they have all the facts and all that stuff. They built everything back then.
Oh fuck yeah!
Oh wow!
Our country's fucking capital was built on fucking cotton money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Cotton, all that shit.
Hell yeah, fool!
Hell yeah! What part of Mississippi are you from?
Right now I'm in Jackson. Well, just outside of Jackson.
I'm going to Jackson. Oh, fuck yeah, dog.
That's where the word comes from? Hey, Jackson?
Probably, dude. And I know Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash do that song, I'm Going to Jackson. Pretty cool song.
Yeah.
Action Jackson.
Carl Weathers, dog.
Michael Jackson.
Hey, Rodrigo.
What's up, fool?
Do you know a dude from fucking Riverside named Jake Michaels?
Jacob Michaels?
Yeah.
Yeah, fool. I went to school with him, dog. I actually seen him.
That was like one of my good friends when I was still living in California.
Are you serious, fool? I seen him probably a year ago.
We carpooled to work every day for like 3 years.
Really? Yeah, fool. I know that, fool. I know his mom, dude, his dad, fucking. My homie Justin Fraker is his homie.
I met your homie Fraker through him.
Yeah, fool. Yeah, well, who'd you guys go see, dog?
We saw Jake's wife wouldn't let him go, so Jake gave the ticket to Fraker.
The first wife, right? The first wife, the Italian chick that went crazy?
Oh, dude. Dude,
she's a fucking monster, dog.
Dude, she was a bitch, dude. She would kick him out, like, on Tuesday night. She'd kick him out of the house. Yo, they're fools of the car police to clown him all the time because of that shit. He just fucked up.
Damn,
I went in because I felt bad because I got along with him really good. The other fools were ruthless.
Oh, for real,
yeah, but, dude, man. They used to talk mad shit. They'd be like, oh, there's some black hole over the house on Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah, dude. Fucking it's crazy, dog. And the
But we went and saw... We went for the Pogues at the Grove in Anaheim.
The Pogues?
So that was you, fool. All right, dude.
The Pogues?
Yeah, fool. They played at the Grove. Fucking Frick was like, yeah, dude, fucking, I got a ticket.
It was Christmas Eve.
They're bad.
Yeah, when I was listening to your show, and I heard that fool, I was like, damn, I want to hear it.
It was
cool shit.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
I will sing a song. Christmas.
Give me a guitar,
we
though.
We had a one time. Fucking that song makes me cry, bro.
Yeah?
That's a good one, dude. I love that shit. That's the shit I want him to play. Not that song, but that's the shit I want him to play at my funeral.
Damn, fool. Let's not go there yet. It's fucking far, too far away. But fuck yeah, dog. That's what's up, dog. Yeah, I know that fool, dog.
Yeah, dude, but you guys keep me staying out here, bro. Like, you guys fucking remind me of home and shit. Like, a little bit of home that I get out here is you guys, man.
Thank you, man.
Fuck yeah, dog.
We're going to always
be
here.
Hopefully... If you come to New Orleans or if you go to Birmingham again, that's like 3 hours from here. I'll try to make it up there again.
Fuck yeah.
We might be going to New Orleans because I'm opening up for Mike Epps next year, like in April for like a couple of – I'm opening up for Bruce, some more, Mike Epps, and Ricky Smiley. And one of the dates is in New Orleans and Rodrigo's going to come just hang out. So we're going to –
Well, that's pretty cool shit. That's like 2 hours from here. I go down there all the time.
We'll post it up when the day comes.
Yeah, hit us up. Keep us posted. You know, we'll meet up, dog.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah. That'd be cool shit.
Hell yeah, dude.
All right, guys. Dude. Keep doing your thing, man. Love you guys.
Right on. Right back at you, dude. Keep shining.
We'll hang out, bro. Go break some windows.
All right, man.
That was a thing to do when you were a kid, bro.
I love breaking windows.
I fucking love breaking windows.
I'm going to go break some windows right now.
I want to break windows of people who are still living there, but like
abandoned
buildings. Ah.
Fool, there used to be a park where they had junk cars who'd throw fucking break the windows.
No, going with a sledgehammer and smashing a door, bro.
I love fucking shit up, dog.
I could be a demolition brand, bro. It could be the Malachi brothers.
Hey, fool, you know in the movie Pulp Fiction when he goes, drops off the body of the car right there? Dude, that's the fuck I love junkyards, fool.
Hell yeah, man.
Shooting at those.
I always wanted me a dirty-ass junkyard dog, bro. the kind of dog that eats all his meals out of the rims.
Yeah, they have the food right there. It's a bowl.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah,
a dog. Dirty motherfucker, bro. Like, but nice.
Grimey, yeah.
Just barks at everybody with sharp-ass teeth.
This
like
fool.
That dog, like that dog in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Remember when they get a ride? When he goes, what?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
Lower the computer, dog.
Yeah, I got you.
What
it do? What it do?
What it do, fool? Where you from?
H-Town, baby. Ah.
Houston, dog.
Houston, he's over there.
We have a problem.
The floods are coming.
What's happening, dog? What's your name, dog?
Juan, man, Joel. I listen to you guys all the time, man. Been trying to get through this line for about an hour here.
I'm glad you got in, Joel. What's up, Joel? Chilling over there?
Nah, man. I went to y'all show last time, man. I made you do the dab.
Oh, that's right. Inside the green room.
I don't know. I remember.
Oh, we were standing in line.
Yeah, standing in line, man. I was the one with the big nose.
Yeah, you had that pen.
You had the cool ass pen.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, I hit
good,
that shit,
bro.
Dude. That was good. It hit me a little while after, but it hit me good, dog.
It hit me too.
Gracias. What's up, fool?
What's up, man? Hey, man. When y'all coming back to the H?
I don't know when we're coming back to the H. Probably in next May. But San Antonio, I'll be in November.
I'll probably head up there with you guys, man.
We'll be here. We'll be there in San Antonio.
I just want to say you guys are doing it big, man. Keep it up.
Thank you, Joel in H-Town, baby.
Fuck you. Thank you for all the love and support, dog.
Hey, I wanted to see when you guys were going to come down to U of H game, man.
University of Houston?
University of Houston football game. When y'all going to come out to see one of the games?
I don't know, man.
Fool. Maybe if we're out there, we can fucking match something up, dog. But, I mean, we'll fucking keep you posted on that.
I didn't know they had a team.
Yeah, it gets crazy, right, fool?
It gets insane, huh?
Come on, man.
They play at Texas Stadium.
Yeah, dude.
Where the Houstons play.
The Texans, man, that's where they play Reliant.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Exactly, dude.
Do they get crazy, though? Like, at tailgating parties?
Yeah, man. Bunch of crazy Mexicans down here, bro.
I'd like to see that.
Hell yeah, dude.
I know I saw that crazy Mexican college football fight at UTEP. The old man.
What happened, bro?
The old guy.
You saw that, right? It was UTEP against.
Paso.
It was UTEP against Houston, right? The university.
Nah, I don't know if it was Houston. Man. It was another school.
I think it was Boise.
Texas Tech, I think.
UTEP. Yeah.
Nah, I think it was Texas Tech or something.
Yeah, it was Texas against UTEP, and the old man was on UTEP, and he was an old man fighting his young fool, bro.
And who won?
Nobody, bro.
Nobody.
A lot of people got beat up, though. A lot of fat fools were falling, bro, with no balance. You could tell who could fight, bro. The ones who were falling had no balance.
Weak ankles, dog. And wide hips.
That's why I just stay in the back with the ladies.
Yeah, fuck all that. As soon as you buy that wine, I sneak up from behind.
Who you be with? What's up, fool?
What's up, fool, man? Hey, man, but I just wanted to get through, man. I know it's hard to get through these lines. I just wanted to give a shout out to y'all, man. Just wanted to get on and just say you guys are doing the big, man. I always listen to all your podcasts, and I've got a whole bunch of other people that listen to it out here in Houston and the Chuco también, man. So I always joke with everybody with y'all's phrases and stuff like that. So
thank you.
I tend to pick up on y'all's on your slang, man, for some reason, for listening to so much.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
dude.
That's for real. Yeah. I'm always out there talking with people. I say, yeah, man.
Hell yeah, fool.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. I always tell my girl, I'm like, hey, you want Telemundo or something? I don't know, man.
Telemeto.
I don't know. I pick up the slang.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, bro.
It's like that first Cypress Hill record, dog. The Latin lingo.
No, but you guys are doing the big, man. I just want to congratulate y'all. Y'all doing the big for the Mexicans, man, out there and the Hispanic community. So keep doing it. And hey, if you guys ever come down, man, you guys are welcome to hit me up, bro. You guys come to a U of H game or something. I'm a big fan, so you guys are welcome to come out here or just come kick it in the H.
Thank you for the invite.
That's what's up, dog.
I'm down.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Fool, keep shining, dog. H-Town.
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 Hell yeah.
All right, y'all. Go Cougs, man. Y'all keep it up.
Right on, dog. Tell Paul Wise, what's up.
Say hello to Baby Bash.
I would. All right, man. Later.
What's up, fool? Next caller.
Hello?
Yes. What's up, dog?
Hello.
Hello.
Yo. Yeah.
What's up, man, fool?
What's up, Felipe?
What's up, fool? You're the toilet or what?
Nah.
It's citric,
nah,
bro.
Man, I finally got through. What's up, Rodrigo?
What's up, dog?
What's going on, man? Hey, Felipe, I just want to say, let's follow your podcast, me and Rodrigo, for a good minute. I want to do a quick story. I kind of heard you on Pandora, and I was listening to your podcast with PK, and he was like, hey, how am I going to get on, or how am I going to get exposed? And then when you brought up the whole Pandora story, that was pretty cool. And I kind of relate to that because we're on a road trip, and I heard you on Pandora, and then I've listened to you ever since. So you got a lot of respect for you, you know what I mean? So it's pretty cool what you're doing.
Thank you.
And I've been listening to your podcast, Enchilada Castro, and the Yeah Man podcast, so it's pretty cool. You know what I mean? Pretty cool hearing you guys and getting your stories and feedback.
Hell Thank yeah, you for dude. Listening to the What's Up Fool family.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, thank you very much.
For real, though, and yeah, no, just a quick story. Another one. I'm sorry.
Go
for it, man.
A lot of people trying to get through.
It's all good.
I know you're a vegan, you and your wife, Lisa. I want to say what's up to Lisa. One of my girl's sister works at Sage. Well, one of them was out there, and she texted my girl, that, hey, Felipe's here. I'm like, fuck that, you're lying. And then I was like, yeah, that fool's eating with his wife. And I was like, oh, man, I'm not work. And I'm like, I'm hating. So, I mean, I've been spreading the word about you. Like I told my girl, we watched an Netflix special, and then she kind of stopped dying. Just because everybody at work, and everybody's just vibing, which is so it's really cool. You know?
Hell yeah. It's Sage and Nickel Park.
Yeah, Nickel Park, yeah. She works out there, and it's crazy. She's seen you there a couple of times. I'm like, fuck, every time Felipe goes, it's always during the day. It's fucking all right. It's cool, though, you know what I mean? So, but, you know, I'm going to see you guys up in at the Berry Improv in September, so hopefully I can catch you guys out there and, you know, take a picture of you guys.
Yeah, no problem. Cool. We'll definitely take a picture.
Hell yeah, dog.
Yeah. And, I follow both of you guys on Snapchat, but, you know, it's cool that Rodrigo followed me back, so that's cool, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, hell no.
I'll follow you back too. Just leave me a message.
So, I mean, it's cool if I can plug it in, if it's cool or not.
Yeah, plug it in.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's I don't know if you remember, Rodrigo. It's For Real, PHARREEL.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For real, dude. I was fucking every now and then if I see something cool, I'll leave a little fucking emoji on there.
Yeah. I mean, I got that on Instagram and stuff. So, you know, same thing. But, you know, just much respect to you, Felipe. And another question, dude. I mean, that's like my third question.
Go for it.
Like,
good.
I've been telling my friend this. I told my friend about the podcast. I'm a big fan of you, and hate to bring up his name, but he's a guy I follow through. Joe Coy, and I heard about your podcast before we got into it at the comedy store, with your wife Lisa. So
yeah, the Laugh Factory.
That story, dude.
Huh?
I just want to know the backstory why like you and him don't get in. I mean, you guys are beefing or whatnot, you know what I mean?
Oh, it's just because I caught that fool hanging out at Fat Tuesday, like the Black Night, and he was upstairs, right. And he wasn't like, he was just watching every black comedian perform, like really watching them, bro, like staring. Right. And the whole time, he didn't ask to go up, and I saw him do it two times, and I seen, is this guy here writing jokes? So I just I just called him out on it, and then later on, I saw him do a another joke, and I said, wait a minute, I know that joke. And because this guy's hanging out at the on Black Sunday night on just to fucking still nuisance or whatever, still premises from these black comics. Because why would you go hang out at a black show and not go up?
I'm studying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So he just got mad. I wouldn't accuse him of anything. He just got mad.
One of the guys like, yeah. I feel like I listen to George Clooney's thing on Pandora, and I give him a fucking thumbs down. I'm like, damn, well, what the fuck is going on, dude? Like, I don't know. Meme or whatever. I was like, what the hell is going on, dude? It's hilarious. Now I know the backstory from Felipe, but that's what's up, man.
Hell yeah, cool, dude. Man.
So, yeah, I mean, I just appreciate you guys, what you're doing, you know, big ups, and, you know, I got a lot of love for you guys. So,
hell yeah.
For you, Rodrigo, keep shining, bro. You know what I mean?
Likewise, brother. Thank you for the love.
Hell yeah, right, man.
Thank you, Felipe.
We love you too, bro. You can, as long as you listen, you can listen to anybody, bro. We still got love for you.
It's all gravy, dog. Right.
It's between us and them.
By the way, my name is Eric from Fullerton, but I'm actually from LA, but, you know, just much love to you guys out there.
Fullerton, bro. Fuck, that's the place, bro, where you get drunk college chicks.
Right there on Commonwealth and Harbor.
I used to do a show right there, bro. You know what I mean? Where that bald dude hit a show right there on Fullerton.
Where at?
It was a bar. The bald dude, he used to date porn stars.
Fuck,
he used to have them far-ass gay, like in Tustin.
Bob Perkel!
Bob Perkel!
He was the king of the OC for a while.
Yeah, all right, that's what's up. Dude.
Yeah,
I mean,
he had a comedy show right there on Fullerton and what's the name of the Orange?
Yeah, because the last time I performed Fullerton was at the Slide Bar.
Well, Slide Bar's only popping out there. You see a lot of girls out there, dude. They don't call it GTF for no reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's cool. Hell yeah, dude.
Well, yeah, I mean, I appreciate taking the call, guys, and I'll definitely see you guys out there in September. So
see you there.
I appreciate it.
Fuck yeah, Eric. Keep shining, dog.
All right, man. Take care, man. Love you guys.
Likewise. Me too. What's up, fool? Hello?
Hello.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
Was I happy, dog?
How you been, dog?
Good. Just chilling, fool. Kicking it.
Kicking it where, bro? Pacoima?
You wish, fool.
Right there by the Richie Valen statue, eh?
No, this is Paul calling from Norwalk.
Oh,
what's
shit
up, Paul from Big Norwalk? How you been?
Good, fool.
What you doing over there? Hanging up on the huh?
I just had to call in, man, and, you know, show some love, but I got a good question for you.
Yes.
What up?
All right. So I know you guys always be, you know, throwing down the comedy chisme. But the cheese man I want to know is, what's up with you and Joy Coy? I always hear you talk about him, but I don't know the story.
Oh, what happened was, we just finished telling people.
Yeah, just now.
Here's what happened, man. We had beef, okay? It wasn't even no beef, okay? No beef, but, you know, I call that fool a joke thief one time. I made a poster. And like Conan the Barbarian stabbing a bunch of comedians, and he was one of the comedians that was getting stabbed like Conan the Barbarian. And then he got mad and go, what the hell, Felipe wants to kill me? And so one night, my girlfriend, which is my wife now, she was working at the Laugh Factory, and then this guy went to go cry to the manager or whoever he cried at the Laugh Factory, and he told pretty much a pussy, bro. He told the manager, I can't work and do comedy comfortably if this waitress is here. But what he should have really said, I'm afraid of Felipe Esparza, and since his wife is working here, I can't beat up Felipe Esparza, so I'm going to try to get his wife fired. That way it could affect Felipe Esparza. So that's the beef.
And she ended up getting fired, right?
Yeah, she ended up getting fired.
Oh, that's whack.
Yeah,
bro, instead of being man-to-man, bro, the beef in between, it's like you and I have a beef. I'm not going to take the beef out on your girlfriend or your brother or your next door neighbor. Our beef is between you and I. If your brother is still friends with me, you know, like if my friends are still friends with you, I'm not going to hate my friends because they're your friends. My beef is between you and me. And that's something that piece of shit couldn't understand.
Hey, but how can a vegan have beef?
Oh, that's a good one, bro. But I'm bummed. It was vegan beef, bro.
It was tempeh. Tofu. Yeah.
It was tempeh.
We'll be here all week, you know?
Yeah, man. It was gluten.
It's full, dog. I had to slide it in there, dog.
I had to slide it in. Vegan.
That's what she said.
This one, you surprised me, you know?
You got me with a little Vienna sausage.
Just a little one.
All right, guys. I'm not going to take more of your time, but I love the show. And
thank you, bro.
And get through.
All right, yeah, man. Dog. Keep shining, fool.
Guys, get some more callers in.
I thought we explained it the last podcast.
I know. I guess he had it on mute.
I think let's get fast forwarded. What's up, fool?
Hello.
Yo. Who's this? Joe Coy? Nah.
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Josh from Inglewood.
What's up, fool?
What's happening,
Josh? What's up, fool?
How you been, bro? How's the sunset room?
What's up? It feels good, man. I can't complain.
Hell yeah.
Damn, I'm tripping out. I didn't think I'd get through.
You got through, bro. Rodrigo's waiting for you to ask him a question about his hat.
You're here, dog.
How you guys been, man? Everything cool?
Hell yeah, fool.
We got back from New York, bro, yesterday, and we waited like 2 hours for our baggage.
Yeah. Didn't they fuck him up with the flights from Boston or some other
and
shit?
It got crazy, bro. We got home around 2:30. We waited an hour and a half for our plane, and then it was too late to drive home, so we had to go drive to Encino and pick up little Miklo from summer school. And now we're five deep. Luggage, my mom, Rodrigo, Miklo, and my wife in the fucking car.
Yeah, hey, that ain't nothing for Mexicans, my boy. We know how to carpool.
Well,
yeah, bro,
it,
we have room for one more.
Hey, man, let me know. Let me know if it's 420 friendly.
Oh, no.
Hell yeah, but a hot box.
Hey, man, I'm looking forward, hopefully, to seeing you guys in Hermosa.
August 10.
That's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
I normally go to the ice house to see you guys.
This one, I'm going to go to the beach.
Well, we'll see you at Hermosa Beach, bro. Hopefully, we'll see you during the day because we'll be walking around.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, well, shit. You could roll through Inglewood, man. We got a clothing store out here. We could bless you guys with some stuff.
What's the name of the clothing line?
The Wood Class.
The Wood Class?
Yes, sir.
And all your clothing are Inglewood related, or do you have your own style of Pendletons or what?
It's everything, man. It's a Los Angeles clothing brand, but we're based out of Inglewood. So, you know, we rock a little bit of everything.
Wood Class, baby. Check them out. If you guys live in Inglewood and you want to show pride for Inglewood, go to this guy's stores. Inglewood, Wood Class. They got the...
Sorry, Felipe. Go ahead, my boy.
No, go ahead, man. I was just thinking about that liquor store on Crenshaw.
On Crenshaw on what? Because I'm off Crenshaw and Imperial.
I'm talking about that liquor store with a green building.
The green building. The green building. It's probably gone.
I think it's called Liquor Store in Crenshaw.
But yeah, I think it's gone. Right, hey, now I had a question. My boy, I went to dinner one time, right?
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second.
It's all good.
I had to get some of that motivation going.
This one.
All
right, so I had dinner one time with some guy named Richard. Maybe you know him. He's a comedian.
Richard? Richard Barba?
Richard Vila or something. Oh, yeah,
what's
like
up?
That.
Yeah.
Are you guys good friends?
No.
All right, so I'm sitting there, right? You know, I'm rocking my What's Up Fool podcast
That's
sweater.
What's up?
And he's like, oh, man, you listen to that guy? So yeah, man, I hear his podcast. I've seen him as much as I can at the Ice House. Like, you know, I'm a legit fan. He's like, oh, you know, I'll tell you something that he'll probably never admit to. I was like, I don't think so. I said, I don't think so. You want to hear it?
Yeah, yeah, tell me.
All right. So he said back then when you first used to start in the game or whatever that you used to put, like, tissue or some shit in your mouth so you wouldn't slur, because I guess I was slurring. And he was like, he was like, oh, man, you should put the tissue, too. I was like, nah, I'm all right, my boy. And that's when he was like, Felipe used to do it, too. Or they would make you do it or some shit like that. I was kind
of
like, crap.
That fool's fucking,
like, man.
That fool's full of shit. Let me tell you. And any of that information is fucking secondhand bullshit, dude. Any fucking truth to that is fucking retarded. That dude fucking started a couple years after I did, and that dude's a fucking thief. He steals material. That dude's fucking unoriginal. He steals fucking material in Mexico. He goes to guys like you with clothing companies and businesses and tries to fucking start shit up and fucking get shit going. You know what, dude? I'm all for anybody trying to make it, but fucking have some fucking ethics, dude. Have some fucking, have a fucking backbone. He's a fucking slime ball, dude. That dude.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying anything to slander him. It's all fucking truth. There's no defamation whatsoever, dude. I know fucking dudes that aren't as scandalous as he are. They say he's fucking scandalous. That's all I got to say, dude. And that's why he's trying to defame Felipe, dude, just because fucking it's over some little bullshit. But you know what, dude? He has no fucking backbone, dude. Ethically, morally, or even fucking artistically.
Oh, that's what
he came off like a douche.
Yeah, he is a douche.
There you go. See,
that story he's telling you is secondhand because I know who told him that. Willie Barcena told him that. And Willie Barcena had told me, hey, bro, you want to talk right? You should put a lot of paper in your mouth so you could practice enunciating, which is what you really do, bro, if you have a – If you look up acting classes or voice articulation,
that's what Brando did in The Godfather,
that's,
right?
That's what Marlon Brando did. He put a bunch, but see, you put the paper in your mouth and you practice in your house. You don't walk around with paper on stage. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. And the other thing is, dude, it's a secondhand story. If it's not told to him, why the fuck is he even saying anything? But that's what I'm talking about, dude.
But you know, but I'll tell you right now, bro, when I was a little kid, I had a fucking stuttering problem. I fucking talked like a fucking machine gun. And my dad would tell me to talk right. And you know what, bro? I ended up going to speech class in my class, and then I ended up reading in class, and I won Last Comic Standing, so I'm pretty sure I talk okay.
Right, but then the other thing, too, you had a manager, too, that was trying to get you to take voice lessons, but then fucking Joe Diaz was, why the fuck are you taking voice lessons, bro? That's how he speaks. That's his fucking patois. That's what makes Felipe Esparza. Felipe fucking Esparza. And tell that cocksucker to suck my dick and eat my asshole.
Yeah, so Willie Barcena told me that, bro, you should put cotton balls in your mouth, and so you could talk normal, like normal people. And then my manager said, you should go to the, she took me to this class so I could take voice classes to get rid of my accent. But then I thought about it, this is what makes me, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger's fucked up accent, what makes him.
Yeah, dude. And those are fucking dudes that's fucking going after the money and stand up. It ain't about no fucking passion, no fucking shit like that. But anyways, other than that, we don't have to fucking talk.
At the end of the day, I looked at it like this. I figured you're way more established than he is, and you've gone a lot farther than he probably would. I'll tell you that now. Because at the end of the night, the bill came out to like $600, and I didn't see him put it out of his pockets. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
And that's what I'm talking about, dude.
That's what I'm talking
about. And I wear that shit proudly, my boy. I got love for both of you guys. Like I said, I always see you guys every time at the Ice House. I took a few pictures with you. I mean, you won't remember me, but I mean, on the 10th, if I'm able to make it, you'll remember this conversation.
Right, and then if for some reason we're in that neighborhood, if we go there a little early, we'll fucking try to stop by, dog.
That I will
stop by and take photos with you.
Fuck yeah, dude.
No problema. Check them out, man. Wood class clothing on Crenshaw.
And thank you very much, Josh, for that vital information.
Thank you, Josh. Yeah, you're a true man.
I was like, nah, I didn't even care, man. You guys are funny as fuck, man. Exactly. Obviously, you guys are in the position you guys are in due to who you guys are and what you guys done from point A to where you guys are at now. And I know it's not point Z yet either for you guys.
Yeah, man.
So, much love. Keep smoking, dabbing, and I'll keep growing.
That's what's up, fool.
Hell yeah.
All right, fellas.
All right.
Stay strong.
Fucking fools just fall for any story they hear of.
Yeah, it's like, dude, they fucking see what that fucking asshole's to fuck him, dog. Over there fucking kissing my ass over at the fucking yard house the other night. Suck my dick, dog.
What's up with that? Fucking. What's up, fool?
What?
Felipe over here with cotton in his mouth.
Who's.
What's up, Rodrigo?
What's up, big dog?
Homie? Who's this?
This is Ozzy, dog, from the city of Bell.
What's up, Avi from City of Bell, holding it down over there
with those corrupt cops.
Hey, holding it down over there in Downey.
He's right next to Downey, brother.
Where the Cubans took over the city without putting a gun on nobody.
We're right here off the 710 freeway.
Oh shit, you're by Tutos.
Yeah, what's up, dog? I'm just calling to say what's up. Listen to your podcast all the time. You guys are holding it down and. You too, Rodrigo, you know, doing it good too, brother.
Hell yeah, thank you, dog.
Yeah, thank you, bro. Just call me and say, what's up, dude? And, you know, I wanted to hook you guys up. I got a clothing brand called DailyFrench.LA. Hopefully I can see you guys soon somewhere and hook you guys up with some gear, dog.
All right.
Yeah, man. Totally, man. Rodrigo would love to rock that shit.
Whatever, you too.
Hell yeah, you got beanies.
I got you too, doggy.
You got beanies.
I got hats, I got hoodies, I got leggings, for girls that want to get in shape and everything. We got everything on lock, dog.
He got the La Faja Magica.
La Faja Fantastica, dog.
La Faja Fantastica.
Yeah, dog.
Uña de gato.
That's all we got, dog. We got it on lock. We got everything. If you want to check it out, dailyfresh.la.
Say it again so the listener can know.
Dailyfresh.la. We got an Instagram. You can follow us on that. If not, you can just go on the website and check it out, dude. We got Pure LA gear. And just calling in, saying what's up. I always listen to your podcast every day, dude, at work. You guys make my day go by.
Thank you. Daily Fresh LA, bro.
Daily Fresh.
Dailyfresh.la.
Sound like Kush.
Hell yeah, dude. And what's up with your little
good? Got that shit on lock too, dog.
And what's up with your little city government? They fix all that shit with the cops and the fucking city council and the mayor?
Oh, these dudes just got on to some shit, brother. They got into some shit, and the city's still corrupt. There's still shit going on. They just killed some dudes this past weekend right here, and it's crazy out here, bro. But
it'll make it's cruddy, man. If the person gets killed, if he's not black, it'll make the news, huh?
Hell no.
It was actually a black dude, brother.
Okay. Damn. But he was Puerto Rican. Give me the benefit of the doubt. He got shot nasty style?
Well, I heard the cop shot him, actually, dude. But I don't know what went on right there. You know, probably that dude was looking for some trouble and didn't want to follow directions, you know?
Follow directions, dog.
What's up, Rodrigo?
What's up, dog?
How's it going, brother?
Good, dog. Just fucking chilling, you know me? Fucking shining, dog.
He's shining, bro, like a nickel.
Like a nickel bag. Yeah.
Just calling there, Felipe, and show you guys love. You guys are cool cats, and, you know, keep it up. And, you know, I'm always listening, brother. Whenever you guys are in town, I would like to know, you know, so I can go to one of your shows and
August 10,
you guys some gear, bro.
August 10, Hermosa Beach.
I'm not going to be here that weekend. I'm off to Vegas, bro.
That's a Wednesday.
But soon, bro, I'll keep it up following you guys on the podcast. And
okay.
I'll send you guys some gear, bro. I'll go out there, show you guys love, and smoke you out, too, if that's what you guys like, too.
Orale.
Right on, dude. And I'll fucking check your page on Instagram. Follow
Thank you.
Yeah, dailyfresh.la, brother. And stay up. Keep doing your thing, guys. And, you know, don't look back. Just keep going forward.
Forward.
Orale, mi chingon.
Órale, cabrones. Ahí stay All right. up and have a good one, brother.
Fuck yeah. Right. Damn.
What's up, fool?
The shit we hear on the street.
Shit we hear on the street.
The word on the streets right here.
Word on the street is Felipe used to put paper in his mouth and talk.
Dude, and you know what pisses me?
First of all, why would I keep the paper in my mouth and keep talking? That's something you do to practice talking, and then you take it out.
Yeah.
It's a practice tool for people who stutter.
Yeah. The whole fucking issue I have is why the fuck are you over there trying to tell stories that you heard secondhand?
I heard Albert has three kids.
Who gives
That's
a
like
fuck?
This guy, bro. I'll bring this asshole up. This is guy, bro. My brother has, you know, he has a bunch of kids. My brother has a daughter. He has three daughters.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has three daughters from one girl. He has a son from another girl, and he has a son he don't see, right? So the mama of the three kids, she's a cool lady, you know. We're very good friends, you know. I treat her like a sister from another mother, you know. I got love for her. She's the mother of my brother's kids, you know. How can I not like her? You know, she can't do wrong. She's because no matter what my brother does to this lady, I'm always going to like her because she holds the three daughters that belong to my brother. So you got to be nice. But she had a cousin who's my age. And this piece of shit, bro, he's not a piece of shit. He's just wrong. He lived in the back of the projects. In the back of the projects, there was nobody there. Like, there was nobody. Put it this way, he never hung out with the fuckers who lived in the project. He stood in the back hiding from everybody.
Watching you guys with binoculars?
Yeah, so now he's like this big shot at TSA at LAX. He's like a supervisor of all the TSA. And this fool walks up to me, bro, at the airport. I thought he was going to walk up to me and let me get in the front of the line.
Not even that, dog.
Nah, he walks up to me. Hey, Albert has another kid, huh? How much is that now? Motherfucker, you know, asshole. Why are you asking me that at the fucking airport at fucking 5 in the morning? Do your fucking job, motherfucker. Open up another fucking line here at the airport.
No stop pussy fucking getting, motherfucker,
me.
Dog.
What the fuck are you fucking with me for, bro? You're at fucking work. You have a federal job. Do it.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And that's the same thing, bro. It's like people, they want to be a, they want to be a part of your life, but not really. Because all they have is a bad memory of you. Like somebody going to walk up to somebody, hey, Rodrigo, I heard that Rodrigo, he fucking didn't show up for the date. Huh?
Yeah, dude, people are fucking haters, dog.
You couldn't stand that for wearing a big-ass sweatshirt that says What's Up Fool Podcast.
Fuck no, dog. And they're wearing this fucking bullshit, dog.
Damn. What's up, fool?
Hey.
Hey, Mando.
Hey, this is Jorge from India.
What's up, Jorge from India?
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool? And hot-ass Indio?
Hey, what's up, dog? You sounded like Mando Cosillo right now. Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, Mando?
You're killing on me, you know?
You're so fucking, so just laughing, man.
It's fucking hot over here.
I don't put it up. It's hot over here.
How's life, bro? How's everything out there?
It's good, man. It's good. Hot as hell, though.
You got AC and all that shit or what?
I like AC.
You know, bro, I like India, bro. I've always had a good time there.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, I want to hear some India stories.
Oh,
man.
Bro.
I stories about Bali and Calexico and all these. I want to hear some India stories.
Fool, I tell you what, India story, bro. I was in fucking India. I think Rodrigo was with me. We did a show. And we went to the liquor store. We went to 7-Eleven on that ghetto-ass highway. I don't know the name of the highway.
It was fucking the 10, Highway 111.
The what? Desert Highway?
Highway 111.
Yeah, Highway 111, the 7-Eleven there, bro. And have you ever seen E.T.?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember all those kids that were chasing with E.T. on those bicycles? Well,
okay.
Well, I saw those same kids at that fucking... At that fucking 7-Eleven, bro, but they're now in their 50s.
But like, Mexican.
Yeah, bro, I have never seen, like, I'm always scared when I'm at a 7-Eleven and I see, like, a guy who's over 40 years old riding a Huffy.
Oh. Hey, Rodrigo, I don't know if you remember me. I sent you that snap from Cancun a couple
yeah,
weeks ago.
Yeah, fool, and I hit you back, dude. I was like, God damn.
Yeah, that's right.
I've never been there, dude. I heard it's fucking beautiful.
I have a family member in Cancun.
Really? I heard it's fucking gorgeous out there.
Yeah, I have a tío named Angel.
How was the rest of your trip, dog?
It was good, man. A lot of morenos over there, though. Everybody's dark.
Oh, yeah, dude.
From Nigeria, no?
That's a part of, like, there in Acapulco, dog. A lot of fucking, that's where there was a concentration of leftover black slaves, ex-black slaves. So they started little enclaves, and then they spread with the people there, too.
So you
So you saw black Mexicans?
Brown Mexicans like me.
Oh yeah.
Like,
felt at home, though.
Morenos.
That's right. See, look, Rodrigo's always dropping the history knowledge. I love it.
Yeah, man.
Hey, I sent you that snap too, Felipe, but you gotta add me, though. It still says pending over there. I've been waiting every day to check it.
Every day!
Send me a message today, bro, and I'll fucking add you right now. I got my phone right here, bro. I got my fucking phone right now, bro. You're watching right now. I got my phone.
That's right.
Are you watching? Okay, give me your name. I'm going to search it right now. I'm going to add you as we speak, Raza.
Earthful said.
Yeah, call 110 went through.
What's his name, bro? What's your name?
Jorge Gutierrez.
Jorge.
This fool said
Gutierrez. Gutierrez. Gutierrez.
No, 1T. Gutierrez.
Oh, the other Gutierrez with a bad breath has two.
This fool said, I thought
you're Jorge Gutierrez on Snapchat?
That's right. Yep.
I just saw that.
I think so. I don't know. I got to check what my name is. How many of you know?
Well, bro, send me a message right now so I can add
you. I will. Hey, I just want to say thanks for taking the call, and man, you guys are the best. You know, I started listening to Joey's podcast at first, and then once I heard Felipe on there, and never went back. Well, actually, I do go back once in a while, but thought about What's Up Fool in the Yemen now.
Absolutely, that fucking Mr. Gutierrez.
Hell yeah, cocksucker. You better recognize, you know, over here with Felipe and Rodrigo.
Slinging. slinging dick and passing out bubble gum,
cocksucker.
Who's better than you?
Thanks, guys. Thanks for taking the call, man.
Thank you, bro.
What are you?
You're the man.
Be cool. Add me, Felipe.
I'll add you, bro. Please send me a message.
Send him a message now, bro. Late.
What's up, fool?
So said Pendy.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
What's going on, Felipe? What's up, Rodrigo? I'm a big fan, man.
Where you from, bro? Fuck, who's this?
I'm from El Sereno in East Los.
Oh,
El Sereno, East Los. You know, bro, I went to El Sereno Junior High School, right?
You did?
For 1 year.
1 year? What did you do, drop out?
Yeah, bro, they kicked me out. I kept missing the bus. Dude, I would catch that bus right there on 4th and Soto to go to El Sereno Junior High School. And, bro, sometimes I would get there late. And I wouldn't get there late. The bus driver, he banned me from the bus.
What a
dick. Yeah, because I threw a 2x4 at the bus.
Oh, this.
When we were leaving, because my friend, he used to always get into fights with the black girls in there. Like, always get into a fight. Like, they didn't bother me. But this fool, I don't know why, but he got into a fight with the black girls. And so he wanted to fight the brother of the black girl, but he was a little dude. So they were not going to have it. So they pushed that fool, and then that fool got mad. And they kicked him out of the bus, and they kicked me out of the bus for being with him. And they kicked my brother Angel out of the school bus. So now we're fucking walking, damn, bro. For 3 days, we walked to El Sereno. That's fucking far, bro.
Fool, from your pad?
Where?
God damn.
Where were you walking from? From how far away?
4th and Soto, bro.
God damn.
Damn, that is a walk, man.
We had to walk through Hazard.
You're skinnier because of that walk, bro.
I think I grew an extra toe.
Ankle.
Hey, growing up over in El Sereno, did you know a guy named Veneno? A veterano?
Veneno? Nah, man. I mean, you know, gangs around here, Venenos are a dime a dozen, bro. I mean, I don't know them, but I'm sure I've heard of them, you know?
You're right about that, bro. That's not a common name. El Sereno.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, bro.
I had a quick question for you, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, How is it that you were able to get a Caucasian wife, bro? Like, give us the formula, bro. I mean, cause okay. generally speaking, bro, you know, white chicks, they despise us filthy beaners, bro. From LA, bro.
Don't believe the hype, bro. Don't believe that shit, dog. That's all a lie, bro. Because it was a white woman who taught a black slave how to read, and that was
Frederick Douglass.
Frederick Douglass. So,
damn.
You're gonna be. Gotta meet the right one, bro, and then they're not in Orange County.
You just gotta go to spots where they.
You gotta go where they're at, bro. Because sometimes, bro. Because see, if you're always in East LA, and always in a place where you're like the only Latin, they're all Latinos. You can't really stand out.
Hell
but
no.
Then when you go into a room, bro, like I walked into the Laugh Factory, and I'm like the only Mexican comedian there amongst all the white comics, bro. I stand out, bro. I'm exotic. I'm like Superman.
Go to Riverside, fool.
Damn, I got to get out of El Sereno, dog. That's
you
probably
have
what it
to,
is,
dog.
Man,
yeah,
most
bro.
White chicks around here, bro. Nah.
And you don't know what they like, dude.
Me, man.
I know white chicks that fucking don't like being with white dudes.
I have met white girls who throw me the resume before that we go out. I met a white girl once who told me straight up, I never dated a white guy. I never dated a black guy or Asian guy. All my boyfriends have been Mexican. And I said, all right, so he'll be a crazy cholo after me now.
What do you tell him, Felipe? Once you go brown, you'll never turn it down.
I'm going to start that one, bro.
Yeah, bro. That's once you go brown, I use that too, man.
Once you go brown, you go back to being black. No, no. Hey, once you go brown, you get pregnant and leave with a frown.
Hey, once you go brown, your parents disown you, bro.
Once you go brown, you have to leave town.
Once you go brown, you flush her like a toilet, bro. I don't know, bro. Like,
hey, man.
I don't know. I remember,
go ahead, bro.
Girls, like, all women, bro, like, even black ones, bro, like, I find it weird that I, like, it's just the places where you're at. Like, if you're in a place where only white girls are at, it's going to be pretty tough because there's a lot of, they're used to just seeing a bunch of white girls. But you got to go to a place, bro, with diverse. A place like Echo Park or a fucking...
especially now, dude.
R.E.M. concert.
Yeah.
go see Gwen Stefani at the Pond, dog.
Or go to my show at the Brea Improv, bro. You'll see a lot of güeritas there.
Yeah, Irvine too, dog.
I mean, I know you didn't get your wife by telling her you used to smoke crack, right? I mean, come on. That's not the way you got her, bro, right? I mean,
hell no,
I mean,
she didn't know that shit, bro.
Is that even true, Felipe, that you used to smoke crack, that dog? I mean, come on, man. I mean,
yeah, bro.
Most crackheads, bro, I mean, you don't look like a crackhead, bro. You're a fat motherfucker, dog. I mean, most crackheads are skinny, bro.
I know, bro. They used to cut my crack with butter. I'm a crackhead, bro. I'll pull my teeth out for you and show you. This right here is not real, bro. It's a prosthetic.
Damn.
My front teeth, bro, they're all fake, bro. They were put in by a dentist for a lot of money.
So are a lot of actors' teeth.
Yeah, bro. Look at all the actors that were before they were actors, bro. They're motherfuckers. They all got good teeth.
Yeah, man, for sure. They got those chiclets teeth. You know, like those gum chiclets.
Like too perfect.
That food selling in Tijuana right there. Those 6-year-old kids in Tijuana at the border, bro.
Yeah,
those chiclet teeth, man.
Hell yeah.
They're too damn white.
Yeah, my chick.
I had another question for you, bro.
Yes,
man.
Ayiko Tanaka, bro. She's a funny chick, man. What's up with her, man? You gonna have her back on your show or what?
I'm sure in the future she's
cool,
huh?
We might have her back as a guest host, like if Rodrigo can't make it, or you know, just throw her in there, you know, as a good vibe. She was a good guest.
She's fucking cool,
she's
dog.
She's fucking awesome, man.
Yeah, I like her really, story. She's a really cool guest.
She has
man.
A lot
she's,
of balls.
She's pretty funny, and you know, it doesn't help that. I mean, it doesn't hurt that she's pretty hot too, man. I mean, Japanese chicks, generally speaking, they're pretty hot, man.
Yeah, you bro. Know? Have you been with an Asian woman?
Not yet, bro. But you got to hook me up with Ayiko Tanaka, bro. I mean, I'm not good at math either, bro. I never met her, and we already have something in common, bro. You know what I mean?
Follow her on Instagram, dog.
Follow her on Instagram. She's a very nice woman, bro. She's looking for a man.
Yeah, she's into religion, though, dog. She goes to church.
Church chicken.
Oh, she goes to church. Okay. Well, that's a plus, man. I'm looking forward to the next time she's on your guys' show, man.
Look at dating game over here.
I'll get her back, bro, and hit her up on her Instagram.
Yeah, dude, she's cool.
Right on, man. Hey, one more thing I wanted to say, bro. I know why they don't be picking up the trash in Detroit, bro.
Why?
I know why. Because the whole state of Detroit is one big, huge fucking trash can, bro.
Damn.
The basura just stays there, dog. They don't take it away. That's where it belongs, bro. You didn't know that?
That's where it belongs, Michigan, man. Bro. Flint.
The state of Detroit.
Hey, all right, bro. I'm going to go before I go.
I'm just joking, man. I love Detroit. And I love everybody, man. Yo, Felipe, Rodrigo,
too,
I'm a big
bro.
Fan. I can't wait to see you guys back in L.A., man. When are you guys going to be? When are you going to be back in L.A., Felipe?
August 10th, Hermosa Beach. In Hermosa,
it's on a
California.
Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday, yeah.
It's on a Wednesday, yeah. I can't make it, man. What about, what's your next show in L.A., man? Close to L.A.
Like L.A., the city? It'll probably be in January at the Nokia Live next year, though. But this year, Bray Improv.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. Yo, I'm looking forward to it, Felipe. Keep doing what you're doing, man. You're a funny motherfucker. Rodrigo, you're funny, too, man.
Thanks for calling.
Good talking to you guys, man.
Gracias. Yeah. Keep shining, dog.
It's cool talking to people about the podcast.
Hell yeah, fool.
Like, they have a lot of insights.
This fool said, give us the formula.
Insights, bro. Like, there's no there ain't no formula, bro.
You gotta
like,
talk to him, dog.
This is what turned me, not that I ever was attracted to white women. I was never my thing. Mm-hmm. But I am attracted to whatever's attracted to me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It could be an Asian woman, you know, or a black woman, you know. But if a woman has the... Not before I was married, if a woman has the confidence to walk up to me and ask me out or hit me up, hey, if you ever want to hang out, I'm down, bro. You know what I mean? She could be anything. She
always,
could be
dude?
Anything.
I'm a fucking picky motherfucker.
No, but she has to be pretty, of course.
I'm a shallow ass fool.
Nah, man. Nah, I'll hang out, bro, with them for a while. So they could take me around their pretty friends. And then I'll be with all their friends. Now, that never happened. But I want to be like the guy that they like. And then later on, bro, you know, there might be that one time when one of the friends is sad. And that's when I throw in my little wit.
Little Captain Save-A-Ho.
Yeah. What happened, man? You bombed.
This fool, dog.
Yeah, man. People like that Tanaka girl.
Hell yeah, dude. She's cool, fool.
Was she in porn?
No, dude. She just used to take little pictures. You know what I mean? Like, you know, half naked or something like that. Nothing crazy, dude. Maybe the chest or whatever. But, you know, just like, you know, in little advertisements and shit like that. And little, but, I mean, nothing like fucking porn. Nah.
Yeah, so what's up, boy?
Cinemax porn. What's happening? We done, Rare? Oh, we do?
We'll take them.
One more.
What's up, fool? Last caller.
Yo.
What's up, last caller? Who's this?
What's up, fool? This is Fernando from San Jose.
Fernando from San Jose. I'll be there August 27th.
What up, Fernando?
I know, bro. I got some tickets, man.
Fuck yeah.
What's up, Fernando? You have a question for Rodrigo Torres?
Dude, I didn't even think I was going to get on, man. I was, like, driving home from school, and I was like, I wonder if I'll even make it into the call.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the guy that listened to us at school when you're into the class?
Dude, yeah.
Little earbud in the left ear.
I heard his tweet.
Yeah, dude, I'll be laughing in class. Everyone's looking at me hella awkward.
It's full, dog.
You ask him a question, he goes, yeah, man, I know the answer.
That's funny. Hey, man, are you guys voting?
Rosio's voting.
I already voted.
Oh, that's it?
But yeah. No, we'll vote again, of course. But yeah. What's up, dude?
I just heard that, like, our vote doesn't really matter. It's more like the electoral
it's a popular vote, but the ones that are going to elect the president is going to be the Electoral College. Yeah, that's how it goes down. But I mean, the popular vote doesn't count, doesn't elect the president. But your vote elects assemblymen, senators, congressmen, mayors, council people, and water district people, and all types of other judges. So yeah, it does matter locally, much more where you live.
So the Electoral College is like the delegates, right?
Yeah, and they're already
so like see, like there's 10 there's one delegate right here, right, for this
An area, yeah.
An area. And this half of this audience, these people voted, just say like 75% of the people vote for Hillary and the rest vote for Trump, right?
Yeah.
That's that section. Now, does the Electoral College, does he end up choosing Hillary or he says, fuck this? And decides to go for Bush and over Al Gore.
No, he can vote. They have to vote. They have to. There has to be a vote. There would be no – those votes never get left unvoted. And I think what's going to happen too, that a lot of people that are in the GOP or the Republican Party are going to probably switch over to Hillary's side just because all the stuff that's been going on lately. And it's barely starting to unfold.
I think the plan is to let Hillary win and then come back super fucking strong in 4 years.
And actually
– to get her in peace too.
That or just to fucking roll – because, you know, we've had so much Democratic rule and now it's just like fucking have like 2, 3, 4 terms of Republican rule.
What do you think, bro?
But
– what was
that? Well, this is how I see it because they put all the candidates pretty much on that ballot. But like,
yes.
Right.
So people are split between Hillary and Sanders, right? But people aren't split between Donald Trump and other candidates.
Right, but Sanders is now gone, though, just because the fact that Hillary's the Democratic nominee and Sanders was going to be the Democrat, trying to be the Democratic nominee. The only other ones that are going to be there are the, I believe it's Libertarian or Independent, which is Gary Johnson and some other lady. But I don't think they're going to have that much of an impact.
The other lady is that woman who's running the Green Party.
Yeah, there you go. So you have those other two candidates. But I don't think they're ever going to have the impact as such as like Ross Perot or Ralph Nader did.
Yeah.
But that's just my opinion. Yeah, it could change.
Yeah, because I've seen all the candidates on a different ballot. I'm not sure if that's probably like the one that we just...
Yeah, that was the primaries, the ones that we had in California. And that's just to weed out the ones that are actually going to be running. But to be honest with you, that dude Gary Johnson speaks some valuable information, dog. Because immigrants are important and all the stuff that we need to do, even like, you know, with recreational marijuana and taking it off the that type of list. But anyways, lack of a better answer for you.
Hey, when are you guys going to be with... on Joe Rogan's podcast, man.
I don't know, man. Ask Joe Rogan.
A long time ago, some fool tweeted to Joe Rogan, you need to have, because somebody made a Carlos Mencia comment. He's all, you need to have a real Mexican on your podcast. And they put it at Joe Rogan. And Joe Rogan responded, yeah, I would love to have him on my podcast. Felipe is a funny fucker. And that was it. But it never happened or whatever. And I think the last time you were around Joe Rogan is right before you won Last Comic Standing when Joey Diaz had his room at the Bray Improv and Joe Rogan gave you one of those metal pipes.
Yeah.
So, you know, it'll probably happen eventually. I mean, dude, you know, who the fuck knows? You know what I mean?
Who knows, bro?
Who knows, yeah. You know? But yeah, so, you know, to answer that question. So, what was that? Hello?
Hello?
What happened?
What happened?
They pulled the plug on San
What's
Jose.
What's up, fool? Oh, well, that was Fernando, right, from San Jose.
Fernando from San Jose. Thank you for calling, Doug.
Also, man, before we go, man, don't forget my show dates. This weekend, we're at the West Palm Beach, Florida, at the Improv, August 4th through 7th. August 12th, we're in Tucson, Arizona, at TCC Music Hall. August 13th, Pueblo, Colorado, at Pueblo Memorial Hall. August 19th and 20th, Chicago at Joe's Bar. These tickets in Chicago will sell out. And they're almost sold out. So they're not going to add another show. And I won't be back till next year. August 26th to 28th, San Jose Improv. I'll be filming my one-hour special. August 27th, two shows. Also, before we go, we remind you again, Frankie Garrillo, who was a guest on our episode 15, Cholos, Where Are They Now?, will be speaking at the Loyola Marymount University Life Science Building Auditorium, Room 120. He's holding a press conference Thursday, August 4th at 11 a.m. along with the
murder victim's family.
The murder victim's family talking about justice. So,
yeah, because they never even found the real ones, though.
Yes, they never found the killer. So you want to go meet Frankie Garrillo, our episode 15 guest. Go to Loyola Marymount University Life Science Building Auditorium, Room 120, on August 4th. At what time?
At 11 a.m.
11 a.m.
Right on.
What's up, fool? Shout out right here.
Shout out to the friends that we made over there in New York that came out to see Felipe and Caroline's Comedy Club. Marisol and Elizabeth from East Harlem in New York City, Spanish Harlem. Thank you very much, guys. And for the hospitality, introducing us to the Dominican Longaniza and Tostones. And also shout out to Ruben from West Phoenix. Shout out to you. You're in New York now. And thank you very much for coming out to the show and keep shining.
Also, shout out to Lisa. Oh, and yeah, the Coat Jam, who was on her, who came to my show and checked it out. Real, real nice lady.
Cool as hell.
It's funny, when I shook her hand, I said, can you feel the beat within my heart? Can you feel the love within my soul? Can you feel the love within my heart? Can you feel the love within my heart? The beat. Well, so was the little Cristorino breakdancing, bro.
That was awesome, fool. He didn't want to do it anymore, but he finally did it.
Also,
again.
To another shout out to the lady that came to my show. La Japonesa Salsera.
Oh, yeah. She was fucking awesome.
She's a Japanese lady who came to the show. Big fan. She sings salsa music. And she's a Japanese woman. So, Jose Rivas, another Japanese. La Japonesa Salsera. Also, a big shout out. Big shout out to Queen Esther from Harlem. She came to our show. And she brought a bomb-ass cake.
Yeah, dude, I tasted a little corner of it, dude, just because I was eating too much fucking bread, dude. But it was fucking delicious, dude.
It was sweet.
Yeah,
my mom loved that shit. It was made. It was like a pan con queso kind of thing.
Yeah, it was fucking good, dude.
The icing was, oh man,
perfect, all homemade, and the way she made it too was like fucking bomb, dude.
That was nice of her to show up the next day to bring the cake.
Fuck yeah, dude!
And shout out to everybody we met over there from Queens, Long Island.
Fucking Staten Island,
Staten Island,
Manhattan.
Shout out
Brooklyn.
To Peace of Working Out Night Day number 3.
And shout out to Punky. That's it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.